There are 8 people vying to succeed Sauls in this election cycle. Now she's thrown her support behind one of them, Fort Braden school principal Jimbo Jackson. In her endorsement statement, Sauls mentioned her longtime personal friendship with Jackson as the prime reason she's backing his bid. And on WFSU's recent bandwagon program, Jackson said he considered his personal connection to the district his biggest asset.
I have spent a lifetime, 42 plus years, establishing relationships in District 2 with the communities and the people and families in District 2.
Early voting begins tomorrow in Leon County. The primary election is August 30th, just a week from this coming Tuesday. If none of the 8 District 2 Commission candidates get 50% of the vote plus one in the primary, the top 2 vote-getters will slug it out in the general election November 8th. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.